Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast. So, we have been on a bit of a hiatus, I'm sure people have noticed, basically because of changes, life changes, and scheduling conflicts, we haven't really been able to get together that much recently. So, to tide people over, I did a bit of an experiment. Today, you're going to hear me running a bunch of AI adventurers through a campaign. This is to finish off the Feywild storyline, which my players have largely ignored. All the voices you hear will be AI-generated. All the decisions that they make are AI-generated. The only thing that is non-AI is the narrator, quote-unquote me. Anything that is said by the narrator is going to be me as the DM giving input into the story. I hope you guys enjoy. Take care. And hopefully I'll see you guys at the table soon. Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast. Please visit us at the-guildhall.net and join us on Discord.
Can you each provide a description of yourself and your personality?
I am Valarissa Flame Fury, a tall dragonborn woman. My scales, a vibrant mix of copper, bronze, and crimson, a true living embodiment of the flames I wield. I hold my head high atop a muscular neck, adorned in gleaming plate armor that clings to each contour of my form, each piece emblazoned with golden runes that spark with power as I channel the might of my god, Daldrakon. I have my god's holy symbol, the dragonfire tattoo, an intricate and majestic symbol of the power. It spreads along both of my forearms, a mesmerizing pattern of coiled dragons amidst a blaze of fire. It is said that our deity Taldrakon himself created this sacred emblem to be carried by the Dragonborn, who would become his most powerful followers. I am a fighter for justice and right. My fiery spirit burns bright and is unyielding to the forces of evil. I am also compassionate to my allies and will not let their fate be decided by the cold winds of fortune.
I'm Tamarus. I'm a quiet person. I observe and don't often speak. My soul's linked to a fallen star that brought me into this world. The starlight makes my blood run colder than even the frigid night skies I was born under. I have silver-streaked deep brown eyes that seem to hold a lifetime of secrets and experiences in them. The left one is blind, forever stuck in shadow. My hair is a raven's wing of midnight black, gathered and bound behind me with two long braids that sway when I walk. In the center of each braid is tied a small bundle of dried leaves infused with essence from the fallen star, which grant me my magic. My clothes, a faded cloak of midnight blue and breeches of midnight gray, hang off of my rail-thin frame in loose sloppy folds, revealing the lean whipcord muscles that lie beneath. I have sharp, jagged teeth that I try my hardest not to show, especially around other people, but I can't help but bare them at the edges in surprise. For someone to know about me, they would have to meet me. To know my personality, my nature, my mannerisms, all of the tiny little things that define the person behind the persona, the soul that lies within. They'd have to be able to understand the connection between me and the fallen star that watches over my life like a constant presence. Most importantly, though, they would have to see the way the world through my eyes as I see the darkness within myself. Only then will someone be able to understand the person that I am, and not just the shell of the tiefling that I've chosen to be. Only then will they see the depths of my soul, the complexities and mysteries that lie hidden from the world at large, but not from me. Only then will they know. This is who I am. This is Tamarus.
I'm Lila Whisperwind, daughter of Elwyn Whisperwind, the village healer, and Lyra Snowflower, the skilled seamstress. My personality is warm, friendly, and very curious. I love exploring the nearby woods and listening to the creatures of the forest share their wisdom with me. I'm a deep thinker and enjoy contemplating the mysteries of life and the magic that flows through the veins of all living things. In terms of my physical appearance, I have elf half-breed features common in wildwood dwellers. My hair is a beautiful shade of dark brown, with soft wavy locks that often fall freely from my head. Under the night sky, I like to adorn my hair with leaves, flowers, or bird feathers, representing my deep connection to nature and my wild spirit. My eyes are large and almond-shaped, with a wide aqua-blue ring surrounding my bright amethyst color. They have a mesmerizing, almost hypnotic quality to them, reminding me of the deep oceans I've seen on the other side of the barrier that separates the Feywild from Stadera. I am a druid in my village, which allows me to transform into various animal forms. This power comes in handy for scouting missions, tracking lost travelers, or simply having some fun. However, it's not just about the ability to take on animal forms. My druidic training has also taught me how to communicate with the spirits of the land and the creatures that call this forest home. Despite my connection to the natural world, I'm not averse to the more civilized aspects of life, as long as they don't interfere with my harmony with nature. I've been to the city and have seen the marvels and wonders it has to offer. But I always feel a call back to the wild, to my forest home, where I feel alive and free to explore the mysteries that await me.
My name is Gromgar Shiftstone. I am a dwarf, son of Sven and Lyra. I hail from the Iron Rock Mountains of Redania. I am a gruff man, but deep down, I am a kind and jovial soul. I have long blonde braids woven with bits of gray, a thick and bristly beard, and sharp eyes. My build is muscular, sturdy, and strong. I wear simple armor, a leather bracers, and carry my trusty battle axe. My personality is straightforward. I am truthful and honest to a fault. I say what needs to be said without fear. I am fiercely loyal to my friends and kin. If you call me friend, you can rest assured I will stand by you through thick and thin. I love to hear stories of adventure, of epic battles and quests, and of mighty heroes. I long to carve my own legend among such great company. That be it in a nutshell.
I am Elendil Nightfall, a mysterious figure draped entirely in dark violet robes with only shadowy glimpses of my visage peering from within hooded openings. I am a bard skilled in music composition and performance, able to command a crowd with my mesmerizing voice and enchanting melodies, all without the need for instruments. Though I take many secret identities during my nocturnal wanderings, each persona allows me to interact with and observe people from different walks of life. I learn much about others through these interactions, forgetting my previous selves as I assume new roles under the cover of moonlit night. My abilities extend beyond mere musical talents, as I possess extraordinary magic illusions that can render myself almost invisible. I can make it appear as though the surroundings become transparent, allowing me to move unseen, like a ghostly apparition one moment, and leaving trails of dust in my wake the next breath. Despite the many layers to my enigmatic existence, there remains an underlying wonderment as to what new paths tomorrow's moonlit hours will lead me upon. The night has its secrets, and I have mine.
I have been named Mistweaver as an illusion of being made of mist, but I have a way to make myself, as I can blend in and disappear as if I were mist itself, allowing myself to be as inconspicuous as a breeze or a whisper. I am loyal to Elendil. While I'm often silent, it doesn't mean that I don't understand what people say, as I pay close attention. When it comes down to it, I'm protective of Elendil and those he holds dear, even if I don't show it openly. I have an intelligent, inquisitive mind, often pondering about things around me. I also have a playful and curious side to myself. I am an emerald-eyed feline, my coat resembling velvet at night with hues of darkened green. Silver streaks can be seen running down the length of my spine and on the side of my whiskers, hinting at my feline origins. My large ears and small triangular pupils give a sense of intelligence and cleverness. My form is petite, yet agile and powerful. Even though I'm a cat, my stature makes it easier for me to blend in among the shadows and trees without being easily seen by those unfamiliar with my presence. As you walk through the Sylvan Forest, Mistweaver will occasionally walk beside you, but often prefers to roam ahead or lag behind, disappearing from sight before reappearing somewhere else within the party's range. Her feline nature allows her to move freely and quietly among the trees and underbrush. Every so often, she'll approach and touch your hand with her nose in a gesture of reassurance, but other than this brief moment, she remains elusive. She prefers to observe from a distance and react only when needed. Her keen eyes and perceptive mind make her a formidable companion, one that you'll likely come to trust implicitly as time passes. Though she doesn't speak, you know she's there, watching over you. At night, her emerald eyes seem to glow as she patrols the party's encampment, alert for any threat that might disturb your rest. She's an enigmatic figure, a silent sentinel, always ready to defend her allies, even in the face of danger.
I go by Elara Glenshade, a wizard specializing in elemental magic, with deep amber eyes and deep chestnut brown hair with a noticeable ginger red streak. I am calm, focused, and determined. My appearance is tall and slender in robes, carrying a satchel full of various magical and mundane items. I love to travel and search for rare and powerful ingredients for my magic, and to learn as much as possible about magic, other creatures, and ancient magical texts and artifacts. I enjoy making new friends and sharing knowledge, and I have a strong sense of justice that can drive me to help protect the innocent, even when it means great personal danger. My personality is calm, focused, and determined. I am always striving to become the most powerful wizard I can be. In summary, I am a mysterious, intelligent, adventurous, and noble mage with a love for nature, a passion for mastering the arcane arts, and an unwavering desire to be a force of good in the world, always ready to face a new magical challenge on her quest to discover all of magic's secrets.
The group lands with a thud in the city of Dis in the Nine Hells. Each of you don't know how you got there.
Gromgar puffs up his chest in a comically large fashion. I say, it seems we're in a bit of a pickle here, wouldn't you agree, my good friends? He seems quite agitated and flustered, but tries to maintain a smile.
Valerissa scoffed at his outburst, looking up at him with a glimmer of irritation in her eyes. Of course we've been brought to this infernal place, she snorted. Her wings flared open for a moment before folding back against her sides as she adjusted her stance. There's some sort of twisted prophecy about us, isn't there? Her voice carried a hint of contempt and skepticism. A savior of the Nine Hells? A ridiculous notion at best.
Elara gazes around curiously at the scene before her, her eyes wide as they drink in the details of her new surroundings. We are in the city of Dis, in the Nine Hells, she exclaims, her voice shaking slightly with disbelief and a touch of fear.
The shadowed figure in the corner seems to sense the group's unease. Suddenly, it steps out from the darkness. Greetings, friends from afar. My name is Elendil Nightfall. You find yourself in Dis, city of the Lords of the Nine Hells. You have been brought here, for a reason. His voice carries a strange cadence to it that suggests he is not from this place. His words are measured and slow, each one carefully weighed as he continues to speak. As Elendil finishes speaking, he takes a step forward. His hood falls back, revealing the face of a striking young man with dark violet hair and deep emerald eyes that seem to gleam with an ethereal light.
Tamarus listens intently, his eyes wide and lips slightly parted as he drinks in every word from this enigmatic newcomer. He reaches out slowly, holding up a hand in a gesture of appeasement and caution. Hold now, stranger. His voice echoes in the cavernous cityscape, echoing off stone walls and ceiling. His sharp teeth flash as a grin spreads across his face. Who sent you here to be our herald, Elendil?
Gromgar's eyes widen at the sudden arrival of the enigmatic stranger. Elendil Nightfall, he says, repeating the name to himself with a confused frown. He leans closer towards you and speaks in a more subdued voice, as if not wanting to attract unnecessary attention from others. I'm afraid that means little to me, my friend, but one thing is for certain. We've been thrown into a bit of a predicament here. So I say we keep a sharp eye out and see what other surprises this twisted prophecy has in store for us. Gromgar nods as he finishes speaking, his jaw set in determination as he looks around the crowded city streets and murmurs under his breath. Whatever we may face, I'll not let them find us easy prey.
Five large winged devils march towards the party with their pikes lowered.
Valrissa bristled with rage as she eyed the approaching devils. Her scales shimmered a brilliant red, eyes burning with furious intensity. What trickery is this? She hissed, gripping her great spear tightly. Her tail lashed behind her, a fierce blaze of orange and yellow. We'll not fall easily under the heel of a fiend such as you.
Tamaros watched the approaching devils with a critical eye, his lips curled in a sneer of disdain. Barbarous beasts, to use such underhanded tactics in war. His voice held a bitter note as he spoke, but they are but mere soldiers, in the grand scheme. What really intrigues me is who sent them. A high-ranking devil, perhaps? He looked to his friends with a fierce gleam in his eyes as he continued. Whomever it was, I intend to give them a fight they will not soon forget.
As Tamaros prepares for battle, Gromgar looks on with a grim expression. He readies his axe with practiced ease and prepares to take on his share of the foe. So it's come to this. These winged nightmares will learn the meaning of stubborn dwarfish tenacity. He grins savagely and bellows, "Charge, you beastly things!"
Gromgar stands his ground as a winged devil charges. Its lowered pike moves forward.
Gromgar readies his axe as he watches the winged devil approach. When the creature is within range, he swings his weapon in a mighty overhead arc, aiming to cleave through the devil's neck and shoulder with a single, deadly strike. He hopes the force of the impact will knock the creature off its feet, leaving him a clear path to the next one. Gromgar grins grimly as he prepares for battle, the thrill of combat energizing his dwarf blood.
Seeing the approaching winged devils, Elara steps forward with her hands outstretched. A bright white light begins to emanate from her fingertips as she begins to chant an incantation. Henia Hamsion, Elsioans, Solikala Kirim. She screams the words out, sending waves of pure white energy racing towards the lead devil. Her robes swirl around her as her magic subsides, and she looks at the others, her eyes still blazing with power and determination. "It seems they shall have no easy victory against my might," she proclaims loudly, her voice ringing out like a bell.
Valarissa lets out a mighty roar that echoes through the streets of Dis. The winged devils advance. Her scales shimmer like burning embers under the faint glow, eyes ablaze with rage and fury. In her rage, her flame alights and dances along her back in great arcs of blazing fire, her tail lashing about violently as it trails fire behind her. "Surrender your insolent ways to me," Valarissa growls, lunging forward as the first winged devil approaches. She thrusts her great spear forward with such force, it feels as though the very earth shudders with each movement, determined to make quick work of her opponent.
With the winged devils bearing down upon them, Tamarus readies himself. The devils swoop down upon the party with vicious intent. With a roar, Tamarus leaps high into the air and springs towards the nearest devil. His silver claws and horns gleam in the eerie glow of the nine hells as he reaches out towards his enemy, seeking to sink them into the beast's hide. He hopes to draw the creature's attention and keep them separated from the others while they take care of the devils on the ground. Now, watch what a real warrior does. My eyes fixate on the charging enemy, and my muscles clench in anticipation. Before the monster reaches me, I twist and roll out of the way, the fallen star's power coursing through me. My fingers, quick and precise, draw out my short sword with the force of a sudden gust of wind, slicing the air before I rise to my feet. The tip of my sword, alight with the star's power, meets the devil's side with a sickening crunch as I strike upwards. The light of the fallen star illuminates the blood and gore that fly through the air and land nearby.
Elendil watches the unfolding battle with a mix of amazement and concern. The devils seem to have the party outnumbered, despite their powerful skills and magical abilities. But as he observed the combat, something odd occurred to him. The devils appeared to be more disorganized than one would expect, and some of them seemed to be avoiding certain party members while focusing their attacks on others. An idea sparked in the rogue bard's mind. He reached into a pouch on his belt and produced a small, intricately carved wooden flute. With nimble fingers, he brought it to his lips and began to play, creating a hypnotic melody that echoed through the streets of Dis. With a newfound confidence, Elendil continued to play his haunting tune, using it to turn the battle in the party's favor. But how long could his music sustain the devil's distraction? Only time would tell.
One of the devils hurls a spear at Elendil as he starts playing his flute. He drops his flute, and the spear passes through his shoulder, coming out the other side. Sharp pain fills his body as the devil laughs.
Elendil cried out in pain as the spear pierced his shoulder. He stumbled backwards, clutching his wound. He could feel the warm blood seeping through his cloak as he collapsed to the ground, gritting his teeth against the agony.
I'm sorry, he whispered through gritted teeth. The devil struck true. My music has faltered. How could I have been so careless, so naive?
Elara's eyes widened as she saw Elendil's agonized expression, the blood seeping through his cloak. She rushed over to him, kneeling beside his fallen form, with a worried look on her face. Her gaze shifted towards the devil that had wounded him. She glared at the creature with pure fury burning in her gaze. How could you? We've only met you, she snapped, her voice ringing out like a bell of defiance and challenge.
Valerissa lets out a piercing, agonized wail as she sees Elendil fall and writhe in pain. The sound is like the screech of an eagle in the throes of death. The flames dancing along her body seem to intensify in brightness, reflecting her burning rage and sorrow. Devil spawn, she roars, lunging towards the devil that threw the spear with murder in her eyes. You've dared to attack a harmless bard? For that, you shall suffer the fire of the dragon's wrath.
As the chaos of the battle ensues, Miss Weaver is perched atop a nearby wall, watching intently as Alara struggles to reach the fallen Elendil. Seeing the little half-elf's distress, the stealth feline springs off the wall with incredible grace, landing next to Elendil in a fluid movement. She carefully snatches a fallen weapon and hurries over to where her injured companion lay. The cat gently places the weapon within reach of Elendil's grasping fingers, her emerald eyes shining with a mixture of concern and determination. Even in the midst of a brutal battle, she finds solace in being able to offer a small comfort to the one she cherishes most.
With great effort, Elendil struggles to his feet, gripping the spear that had pierced his shoulder and holding it firmly. He looks at the others with a mixture of pain, gratitude and determination, his voice shaking but resolute. It appears the devil had me in its sights from the very start, but I shall not be vanquished so easily, he says, gripping the spear tightly in his right hand as blood seeps from his wounded arm. My magic may have wavered, but not my resolve to protect our fellow companions. For all our sakes, I will not stop fighting. His eyes blaze with the spirit of a determined bard, who has faced countless battles and shall not falter now, even in the face of great pain and adversity.
Elara stares at the injured Elendil, her face filled with worry and determination. She takes a deep breath and looks up at the devil that had attacked him, her eyes glowing with magical energy. You beast! She roars, her voice ringing like a bell. She raises her hand and unleashes a bolt of lightning towards the devil, aiming to strike it in the midst of its triumph. Now feel the fury of your victims, she snarls, her lips curling into a vicious grin, as her lightning crackles and splinters in the air, seeking out its target. Her magic flows through her veins, burning with the desire for retribution as she fights for the safety and well-being of the bard. I will not let you harm any of my companions, she hisses, her voice laced with steely determination.
Valerissa's eyes narrowed into slits of fiery fury as she watched the bard struggle to rise amidst the bloodied battle. She stepped towards the wounded Elendil and placed her hands on his shoulders, her wings fluttering to create a protective bubble of flame around the pair. No harm will come to you on my watch, she growled, her voice a dangerous rumble that sent ripples through the ground. She gazed over at the devil that had thrown the spear with burning intensity. As long as this foul creature breathes, our bond will be unbreakable. The fire at the edges of her wings flared brightly, as if a promise to scorch away any obstacle that threatened their unity.
Grongar roared as the devil charged towards him, the beastly creature, aiming its deadly spear. In a flash of blinding steel, he swung his axe, slicing through the devil's spear and splitting the creature in two with a deafening crack. Blood sprayed in all directions, the stench of sulfur and gore filling the air. The ground shuddered beneath the impact, as the devil crumpled to the ground. Dwarves may not be the flashiest or the fastest of creatures, he said with a defiant grin, but when it comes to close quarters and brute force, we prove our strength in the most brutal way. His axe dripped with devilish blood, gleaming ominously in the dim light of Come, you filthy devils! There is more of you for me to clean up in here. His voice rang through the cavernous streets, challenging any other foes that dared to face the mighty dwarf.
A silvery green portal opens in a nearby alleyway. The party hears the voice of Lila Whisperwind call out as she holds open a portal to the Feywild.
Elara, Valerissa, come now! I have found a safe path through the Feywild to escape the clutches of these foul devils. Come quickly! We can outrun them there and regroup on the other side.
Elendil looks at the portal, his face a mix of relief, exhaustion, and pain, as he grips the spear tightly in his bloodied hand. He turns to his companions and nods. You're right. It's our best chance. He looks at the others. You have to make a break for it now. With a final look back, Elendil stepped through the portal, his hope wavering, but not extinguished.
With Elendil limping towards the portal, Mistweaver follows closely behind, her emerald eyes still bright with determination and a fierce protective love for her injured master. She knows the portal leads to a safer place for now, but she can't shake the feeling that this battle is far from over. Despite her small stature, the feline companion knows she'll fight alongside Elendil until the end, no matter the cost.
Elendil and Mistweaver walk through the portal.
With a final grunt, Grumgar shoulders his heavy pack, heaving it onto his back with the ease and familiarity of a well-used weight. He turns and charges towards the shimmering portal, his axe in hand, his eyes locked on the mysterious exit from the Nine Hells. Aye! He roars, his voice echoing in the cavernous depths of this as he runs towards the portal. A new chapter of battle begins. Wherever we go, these foul fiends and twisted visions of doom will not catch us unprepared. His dwarven spirit burning with determination and the fire of battle, Gromgar leaps for the portal, ready for whatever the Feywild has in store.
Gromgar is tackled by a winged devil. It shrills as their two bodies collide with the ground. Its beak begins bitting at Gromgar, trying to bite through his armor.
The impact jolts Gromgar, his axe clattering to the stone floor, but his dwarven reflexes take over, and he grabs his axe and swings it wildly at his assailant, cleaving into one of its wings. With a guttural grunt of effort and fury, he aims to disable the creature before it can attack again. You wretched beast! No escape from the wrath of the dwarf! Gromgar Shiftstone will not be defeated so easily. His beard bristles, and his eyes flare with defiance in the light of battle. Even if this portal is his only chance to escape, the dwarf's instincts tell him to stand firm against his enemy. To run is to submit, and submission is a choice no dwarf will make. This battle may not be over yet.
Valarissa's eyes flashed like embers, the fury of the dragon blood burning hot within her veins. She saw Gromgar struggle against the devil, and could not help but charge towards the beast. Great spear ready. I shall end this cursed abomination. She screamed as she bore down upon the devil, her flames lashing out like the wrath of a thousand inferno dragons.
Valarissa and Gromgar stand firm against the devil's onslaught.
Tamara snarls with rage as the winged devil tries to bite through Gromgar's armor. With a swift movement of his long limbs, the Nebula warrior leaps into the air, soaring through the portal as it remains open, the fabric of reality barely holding it in place for that moment.
Ilara felt a sudden jolt as she stepped through the portal. The sudden transition from the bleak hellscapes of Dis to the vibrant beauty of the Feywild, sending a rush of relief and wonder coursing through her veins. A fresh start, a new path forward. This is our chance to regroup and plan our next move. Let us see what wonders the Feywild holds for us.
As she says this, she sees Elendil's bloodied body with the spear still embedded in his arm.
Seeing the bloodied figure of the bard, Elara's smile faded, and she felt a wave of panic wash over her. Her gaze fell to the spear still lodged in Elendil's arm, the dark stain of blood pooling at its base, and she knew their struggle had not truly begun, despite their apparent escape from death. Oh no! Elendil, can you hear me? How bad is the wound? Her voice wavered slightly, with fear and worry, the urgency of the moment stark and undeniable.
As the two of you stand firm, the portal begins to wane. All of your allies are safely through the portal. Valarissa and Gromgar, who is next through the portal?
As the portal begins to fade, Gromgar, bloody and bruised, takes one last defiant stance against the devil that dared to assail him in this. Foul fiend! He roars, his axe gleaming with the reflected light of the dwindling portal. This battle has not yet reached its end, but for now, you will suffer no more from my wrath. With a final swing of his axe that sends shrapnel and blood flying through the air, Gromgar steps forward into the portal, his gaze never leaving his foe's body. As he disappears from view, he leaves behind an image etched into the stone walls of Dis, a testament to the dwarf's unyielding spirit and unwavering resolve.
Valerissa finds herself alone on the streets of the city of Dis, with only moments left before the portal closes completely.
With a bellowing roar, Valerissa lunges into the fading portal with all her strength. Her lance thrusts forward like a beacon of fire against the darkness closing in around her. She feels the intense heat of her dragon's blood surge through her veins, propelling her body through the portal's waning magic. "I will not leave my comrades to fight this battle alone," she shouts, her voice echoing through the cavernous depths of Dis as she struggles to keep her footing against the swirling chaos of the portal's final moments. And with that final declaration of loyalty and unyielding determination, Valerissa, the dragon noble, disappears from view as the portal slams shut, leaving behind only the echoes of her roar and the smoldering aftermath of her passing. The city of Dis falls silent, a chilling reminder of the strength of a dragon's will in the face of unimaginable awe.
End of scene.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the adventure. Stay tuned for more episodes. You can watch us play on twitch.tv at the Guildhall Podcast channel. If you want to join a game or just say hi, stop by our Discord. Details are at the-guildhall.net. The music in this episode was created by Philip E. Ray and used under Creative Commons. Thank you, and I hope to see you next time.